But now I'd like to welcome Elsie Formige and Eric Rainey. And they came in last week looking for stuff. And they're busy organizing
money.
An event.
Looking for money.
Looking for money. looking for a little help. That's okay. And they're organizing the Grenville School Musical Spring Fling, taking place on Sunday, June the 5th. So after you've been at Trash and Treasure, if you get here at 6 and you're done by 11, you can head over there at 1 o'clock to the Grenville Community Center. And you've got a whole bunch of entertainers lined up. So maybe you can tell me, Elsie, is this raising funds for something specifically, or is it just to have fun?
Yes, this is going to be raising funds for, number one, a scholarship for a student from LRHS, Laurentian Regional High School, and the rest of the proceeds will go towards Grenville Elementary School.
Very good, very good. And is this kind of a descendant of that? I remember years ago there was, they called it a reunion, and I went over there and the place was packed.
Yeah.
Is that coming from that event, sort of?
Elsie's been organizing, has organized three or four events in the past few years, and I'm just jumping on board this year, and I had given Elsie a call because she's got the expertise, and we've put it all together, and hopefully now we can get it off the ground on June 5th.
I'm sure it's going to be great. So you've got the Grenville School Choir. You've got, tell me about some of these performers, like the Stray Dogs. What kind of music do they play?
This is basically quite a new band that started up. Not many people know about them so far, so we're hoping that it will be good publicity for them as well. Their country.
Okay.
They play different kinds of
and
country.
And they're local?
From all over. They're from Harrington, St. Isidore, Grenville.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And Shelley Downing, I think everybody knows
oh,
who she is.
Yes.
You're going to enjoy
yeah.
that fiddle music.
Yes.
And the Lachute 4-H Square Dancers have been doing really well at their competitions. I know
That's right.
And Good Friends, who is that?
Was well, that's a group that includes myself on keyboards. It includes Guy Millette. It includes Rick Witham, who's also quite well known in the area for his singing, and it includes Teddy Purcell and Armagh Gay.
Okay, and what kind of music do you play?
Oh, good old fiddle music. Good old
well,
down-home fiddle music.
And Ray Segan, is that Ray Segan
yes,
from the Hawkesbury
yes.
side? And he plays, is it guitar?
Yes, he yes. plays guitar. Great classic country singer.
I was just going to say, he likes classic country.
Yeah.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the Stragglers.
John McCart, I don't know if you know the McCart family from
I do.
Grenville.
Yes.
And there's also some of his friends from the Lachute area. And they play also pretty well everything. Country
sort of like
music.
Country. Is it electronic or acoustic? Or?
A bit of both, actually.
Oh.
There's sometimes a fiddler, depending on the occasion and that. So, yeah.
Okay. And Chase Trenier, what kind of music is...
Chase is 5 years old.
Okay.
He's a kindergartner at Grenville. And he's going to be doing a Johnny Cash classic. So that
I
will
hope
be
it's not
interesting.
Ring of Fire or something about prison.
I had to get
but
a Trenier. I had to get a Trenier in here somewhere.
I know. I saw the name and I wondered.
Yes, because none of the other Treniers, they've been our
regulars.
Regulars for years, and it was just time
yeah.
for them to.
And Basil Young too. He was there.
He
the
was
one
very
I was
good. On. Yes, Walter, his brother, was also part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he won't be this time.
No.
It's generally quite a new group.
It is quite a new. No, I was looking. Mm-hmm. And Walter McAndrew, is that a singer, guitarist, or?
He's basically a fiddler.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
He's
no,
not a fiddler.
Sorry, Eric.
No, that's
he's
okay.
a singer.
Yes.
He's a singer. Yes. And he's been there the other reunions as well.
Okay.
This isn't really a reunion. It's a.
No, I know it's not. I remember that when and how
yes.
much musicality there was there.
Yes.
I know. Beth Prophet
yes.
was singing.
Yes.
She just got up and sang some song, and it was gangbusters. I mean, she did such a great job back
then.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Al McVicker and the McTavish sisters, and what will they be?
Al McVicker happens to be my brother from down east. You're really hitting it well today.
Elsie's got her whole family in there.
The McTavish sisters, due to illness, are not going to be able to attend, but I will be accompanying him on keyboards, and Teddy Purcell will also be accompanying him.
And Martin Cavanaugh?
Martin Cavanaugh is from Granville, and he plays acoustic guitar and sings.
Wow.
And Martin has done a lot. He's a teacher. He's traveled around doing different functions, but he's actually a great musician and a great singer. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
So is this, like, have you been doing this every year now for quite a while, or is this, have you just kind of...
This is the first of this
group. This is the first of this one. Okay.
Yes.
What happened, we had a reunion for LRHS for 40 years. We all graduated in 1975. And it's 40 years ago.
Yes.
And with the money that they raised that was left over from that reunion, we decided to start a scholarship. So that's when I was thinking about what to do and how to increase the funds, Elsie's name came up. So I gave her a call, and it has to be mentioned that that all of these groups that you see on the poster are they're all volunteering their time freely, and there wasn't one group that didn't say no, you know. So
yeah,
it's
generosity.
Always good to see,
I know. Musicians are often the very first that will step up and help you out with an event.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is this going to be sort of everybody has their turn on stage, or are you mixing it up like a variety show and you'll have a backup band all up there all the time, or what's the format of the day?
It's going to be pretty well mixed up. Everybody will have their turn.
I like
on
mixed
stage.
Up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, it can. It's a high. I know we do the jamboree here in Vancouver Hill. You know, we have everybody on at a set time, because some of them are traveling from far away and they don't want to stay for the whole day. But it's kind of nice when you have like a true, like kind of a variety show where things go like that. And you're going to have food available on the site too.
Eric's organizing the barbecue.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine.
That's what my wife said, too. Were you talking to my wife?
No, I wasn't talking to your wife. That's really great. But there's such a musical tradition, I say, over there, like on the Quebec side. You know, I know that, I don't even know if they still do them, but they had those, they'd have a night where all the fiddlers and everything would kind of get together up there somewhere. You know, there's so many musicians and people love their music. Mm-hmm. There's so much fiddle music.
So it was McIntyre's Hall and...
Oh, was it?
Places like,
years and years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, when I was a teenager. So that's going back.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, that's really great. Is there anything else you'd like to tell people? Maybe we should let them know where they can get tickets for this event.
They can go to Granville Elementary School. The phone number is 819-242-2852. They can call me, Elsie Formagie, at 613-632-6925, or Eric at 613-632-6764. Bobby Lalonde Music in Hawkesbury, everybody knows Bobby, or here at The Review, and Simple Simons in Calumet, and that's 819-242-2305.
And do you have room for more musicians, or are you pretty much full up right now?
We're pretty well filled.
Because I was going to offer to come and sing, but no.
Well, that we couldn't refuse, Louise. That's fine. We'll make room.
I will spare you this time around. And you are selling tickets in advance, but people can still come on the day. And it says it starts at 1, but how long does it last? Like, does
question
it go till
mark.
5 or 7?
Yeah. It's probably, we're looking right now at 3.5 to 4 hours. With the musicians that we have, it's just going to be a relaxed atmosphere, and the afternoon will go by, and that's basically the way we plan it. We're always looking, of course, for musicians. However, it's probably going to be a pretty full. Gambit for us,
yeah,
so
you need
great.
To plan. You need to plan in advance for something like that.
And if I may add, I would suggest getting your tickets early, because we've always sold out at other events.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how many people can you accommodate?
300.
That's not a lot.
No.
No.
And the tickets that I've had are almost gone. I think I have maybe 25 left at the most.
Wow. So it's good.
Okay. So I'll just give that main number for Grenville Elementary School. It's 819-242-2852. And there'll be an ad again in next week's paper, and I'm sure we'll be sending a journalist over that day if I'm not there myself. I'm just wondering if that's it. I'm trying to think. Grenville Elementary School, there always seems to be something going on related to that school.
It's a very popular little school. It's really a model school for the province.
I know. I think that Nancy's been cited a few times for her projects and things like that. I know I was there quite a few years ago now, and she said, I've got a class, and you've just got to come and see what it's like. They're learning how to fly. And I thought, sure they are. And they were. But they were such eager beavers and such a... She was teaching back then. She wasn't principal, but just a marvelous school with so many neat things going on. And they've got the Harps and Drums project over there,
That's right.
Yeah.
Louise, I'd like to thank you for the support that you have given us and the advertising that you're giving us.
Would have had more. But next time. Okay. Next time. Yeah. Yeah, no, well, thank you. You're the ones down on the bedrock of the community doing all these good things. This is what I can do. I can't be everywhere, but I can help you out by getting the word out. So I want to thank you folks for coming over. We've been talking with Elsie Formagie and Eric Rainey, and they're organizing the Grenville School Musical Spring Fling. And it's $12 for adults, and students are $5 admission. And we suggest that you get your tickets early. Get them soon, because it will likely be sold out, and they've got a whole bunch of local entertainers lined up to play that afternoon. And so I thank you once again for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.